Hey, you're listening to Blindsight. Let's go. Mental health isn't something to take lightly. It's time to fight. It's time to thrive. Let's do this.
Ho, ho, it's Blindsight and your host, Bill Lundgren. Happy to welcome you and welcome my co-host, Jonathan Price, producer. And last week we talked about some of the downers of the holiday season, and this week we want to talk about the positive things about the holidays and how you can have some control over making sure that you enjoy the holidays as much as you work to help other people enjoy the holidays. That sound good?
Boy, that sounds good. I love this topic because I am a Christmas nut. I'm a Christmas fanatic. My home, my parents' home, my sister's homes looks like Hobby Lobby threw up in their homes. I mentioned last week that my kids wanted to decorate the Christmas tree at midnight on November 1st. And I made a compromise 8 a.m. November 1st, because I didn't want to stay up until midnight on Halloween. But it was so much fun. And if you didn't catch it, my daughter thought it would be fun because she's an addict to Christmas like I am. And so she wanted to stay up until midnight and decorate the Christmas tree at midnight. And so that, because it was November 1st, you know, at midnight. And so I compromised at 8 a.m. But Christmas is such a, this whole holiday season, and really it's from November 1st to, I'm actually going to say, mid-January, almost to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Epiphany.
This whole, Epiphany. Yeah. This whole, that whole 3 month period.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so special to me, but there truly to me, there is a childlike wonder and magic with a lot of things that happen. And I think for me, growing up, there was a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding all the holidays. My family was very, very, very close and still are to this day. It's a little bit smaller. We navigate things a little bit differently. But right. That's why we have phones and FaceTime and computers and technology. Yay. But there's still a lot of pomp and circumstance. And because there's so much, I'm just going to say, negative truth in the world right now, that there's a lot of negativity just in general, that pomp and circumstance was a way for us to move away from that and to kind of be, right or wrong, in a little world of magic and wonder and escape. Because yes, those things are still going to be there. We understand that they are still there. We still deal with them. But we want to alleviate some of those stresses by, ironically, adding more stress, by doing lots of fun events, going mm-hmm. to winter festivals, going to the Colorado Craft Show. We did that a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
And it was amazing. It was amazing. It was so much, there's so many things to do. The Gaylord has this amazing light display. You can take the Polar Express in Idaho Springs. There's tubing and skiing and snowboarding and all of the holiday parties, staff holiday parties, business holiday parties. I mean, there's no shortage of things to do, which can in and of itself be very stressful.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun to talk about some of the things to alleviate some of the stresses of life going through. Bill, what do you do during this amazing holiday season? And I know you're kind of a humbug when it comes to Christmas, but that's okay.
Well, I wanted to give a historic perspective in that in World War I and II, even with all the carnage and so forth, Christmas Eve on the front line, both the Germans and the Europeans stopped. And they did. They sang
Silent Night
together.
Yeah,
and sang across the lines, and they left all the negativity behind for just a few hours. But that was an important observance. And we have to think along the, you know, at times we may feel like we're at war at home, but to take time to kind of enjoy Christmas. And unfortunately, in my history, there have been a lot of, there've been deaths around Christmas. So
yeah.
I have a kind of a jaundiced view of Christmas. But, and I was also raised a Quaker, and we didn't go as much for Christmas as some other faiths.
Sure.
But anyway, the one thing that I do every year, and people think I'm absolutely crazy because I have no children in my home, I spend 3 days decorating my condo.
Mm-hmm.
And I have so much, I have a whole storage locker that nothing else can go in except Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
And I take them all out and I put them together. And I do it, a lot of times I do it by myself because I just so enjoy doing it. And where is this going to go? And
mm-hmm.
okay, yes, I'm totally blind, but I know the feel of the different things. I know what they look like. I can imagine in my eyes, and I can also do spatial relationships by feel to make everything go and amaze everybody to see the place decorated and when I've done it myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's an achievement for me. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it feels good to have that celebration of a special time. And the one time I did have kids in my home, my partner had some children and they came down for Christmas. And I remember after the kids went to bed, we started decorating the house.
Mm.
And I was assigned to put together the tricycle for the four-year-old.
Oh boy.
And I said, sure, I know. And I was sighted then. And I know, you know, I'm pretty handy with tools. And I was given the tricycle to put together. The unfortunate part, and this is around midnight that I got this task. I opened the box and looked for instructions on how to put the tricycle together. The bicycle had come from Japan.
Uh-oh.
And all the instructions were in Japanese.
Yes, they were. Of course.
That was a very long Christmas Eve.
I'm sure it was. That's
fantastic. I'll never forget that.
That's funny.
Yeah. I got it together. I'm proud of the fact that that's why I remember it. I did it. It just took forever.
Now, the real question is, did they write it and did it fall apart?
It went perfectly. He got on it and went shrieking around the living room. And I'm just, you know, I was silent, doing silent prayers that I did
there
it right.
You go.
And I didn't have any parts.
You didn't look and see, wow, where does this screw go? Why do I have four or five screws left?
That's what I was just going to say. There were no screws or anything that weren't in the tricycle.
I love that. That's fantastic. It's important so much to engage in these little things and to have these little memories to go back on, even when you've had traumatic experiences and trauma. You know, I think you've talked about it on the show a couple times that, or you just a few minutes ago, you just said that there were some deaths surrounding, you know, the holidays and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the benefits or one of the things you can do to kind of alleviate that, yes, is an EMDR, you know, therapy if it's really bad and if you go through trauma. We have episodes on that, but I just wanted to touch on it real quick. But really, one of the fun things to overcome these traumas and to rewrite quote unquote history is to do something that is engaging with other people.
Right.
And
that's
when you
crucial.
Bring other people into your circle and into your life, man, there's so much joy that comes from spending time with people who understand what you've been through, who are going through some of the same things and get together for We do a lot of game nights around the holidays. So card games, board games, sometimes video games. But, you know, you name it. It's so much fun. Go to a show. Oh, my goodness. Bill, have you guys done the Candlelight string quartet thing? They've got string quartet. So have you done any of these?
No, I haven't done that.
But my goodness.
I've done
so they
Candlelight.
Have these shows. They have these shows that are by candlelight, and they're just a string quartet, and they'll play anything, you know, from Tchaikovsky to Beethoven to there was one that was a couple weeks ago. They did Bridgerton, the music from Bridgerton, if people are familiar with that show. But they do all these amazing shows, and it's in candlelight. You get dinner and food and drinks. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
But you see. What you bring up is very important. See, here's one of the problems. I think that whether it's a person with a disability or an older person or whatever, we can fall into the habit, if you will, expecting other people to reach out to us.
Yeah.
And then we sit there and say, nobody reached out to me. Poor me, something's wrong with me, nobody likes me, that kind of thing. When really, the holiday season, when we're by ourselves, it becomes imperative that we initiate. Now, what people get into and is, well, if I reach out, they'll reject me. And, you know, I've given an assignment to clients. I want you to go out and get 3 rejections.
Yeah.
I want you to go out and, you know, get rejected 3 times. And they come back and said, well, I got it once. Or they found they were surprised that it didn't happen. What they really thought that was keeping them from reaching out was the fear that people would say no.
Yeah.
And the person said, it happened once, but they told me why they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm satisfied with that. But the others did. But you see, we need to find that out. We need to take that myth that we tell ourselves, that people don't want to be with us. We need to let people know that we're by ourselves and not say, poor me, I'm by myself. Say, you know, for a lot of reasons, I have nothing on my calendar for Christmas Eve or whatever.
Yeah.
And see if people, or invite people to join us for that.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Because there are other people out there who have the same myth.
Yep.
And absolutely. If we don't initiate, who's going to initiate?
That's right. I enjoy doing things like Friendsgiving or, you know, Christmas Eve with friends and doing a white elephant or a secret Santa or or even actually one of my favorite things to do is to get a bunch of my musical friends together and do Christmas carols, either go caroling or have somebody bring a guitar and I'll play the piano and we'll just sing Christmas songs and just have fun and have a hot chocolate bar. And
doesn't have to be some big, lavish, expensive thing. Some people getting together and doing something together, because that's really what is, to me, the meaning of Christmas. If we look at a Christmas carol, Ebenezer Scrooge just stayed away from everybody.
Yeah.
Until the ghost said, get off your butt and get out there.
Or here's how your life is going to end up. You're going to be 6 feet under and nobody loves you.
Right. And you know, he went out and got that goose and he got, you know.
That's right.
When he saw the light, and so much of the sequences that the 3 ghosts gave him were of times when he was with other people instead of being at home in bed. And
that's
he realized
exactly
how
right.
much he missed that. And so he, and in fact, the alternative was the graveyard.
Yeah.
And so we need to, and I know this is hard because we're taking a risk when we make ourselves vulnerable to somebody else.
Especially for introverted people.
Yeah. introverted people particularly, with just the idea of my reaching out to somebody, they're supposed to mind read to know that I need to be invited. Uh-uh. Mind reading doesn't work these days.
Right.
Even the iPhone doesn't respond to mind reading. Maybe when we get artificial intelligence, I don't know.
It's getting pretty close. It's getting pretty close. Right. Oh, my goodness. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I think another thing that's important to do is, I know that it's hard, especially with weather being colder and, you know, the outside and not everybody has their appropriate gear, but to still be able to move your body, because a lot of times, you know, when we talked last week about a little bit about depression, some of those lonely feelings can come from when you're not physically active and when you're not physically doing something. So putting up the Christmas tree, putting up outside decorations, going for a walk around the mall. I know the mall is a terrifying, horrifying, horrible place, but at least getting out and walking.
And plus volunteering for something.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Volunteering is fantastic.
Serving a meal for one of the homeless, the groups that serve the homeless people. Getting out and doing something.
And I guarantee you. Go ahead.
One of the things that people tend to, and I think there's a negative payoff, we tend to break our routine. Mm-hmm. For example, getting a regular exercise thing, we say, oh, we'll do that after. And we need to maintain those routines that we know help us feel better.
Yeah.
I do a half hour every morning of stretching exercises, and if I do it, I know, man. If I don't do it, I know I'm asking for trouble.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
I
have a similar routine where it's not necessarily physical, but it is emotionally and spiritually and intellectually engaging. I'm up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm actually going to start moving that back to include some more physical exercises because, I had gone for a couple of weeks of just hitting the snooze. And waking up at 5:45 or 6. And I tell you what, that was the most damaging thing I could have done to myself because I got out of a routine that I knew was working for me. And I went back to that routine a couple of weeks ago and I was like energized all day long. And I was like, wow,
this
is amazing. This feels so good. Right. And I didn't have that 2 o'clock hangover and I didn't have to take a nap and I was engaged through everything all day long. So it's important to keep those things going.
Keep those basics going, but, add on to, getting out with people, getting out of your home. We did enough of that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now, the pandemic's over. We're getting the shot. It's okay for us to go out and be with people and do things. And like we were talking about decorating your home and inviting people to see the decorations and so forth. This is all part of getting out of the routine and just enjoying doing things. Now, one of the things that's special for me in terms of so many of the decorations I inherited from my last partner. So in a way, I'm kind of connecting. He died January 10th. With that person and doing things, if you've had a loss in your life, Christmas is one way you can still honor that loss and by doing something that may be special to that person. And that way you can say, it's like the Mexican families, they have various ceremonies recognized and Chinese families recognize the departed. Something like that may be very helpful for you. There's nothing wrong with it. And you can just do whatever helps you to feel better. And all of these things we're talking about, not staying in the house and feeling miserable, but getting out there, being with people, really sometimes you want to just nestle in a bit. That's understandable, but you want to do that by choice. I choose to just take this day off and not get into all this hubbub. I need to just rest. That's fine. But it's when you feel like you don't have any choice, that feels awful.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can address that just by saying, okay, nobody knows that I'm by myself. I think I'll go out and see if I can, you know, let people know what's going on and have the experience of the friendship and relationship with people out there instead of feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah, and we're not talking necessarily about going out and doing some big, massive event. It can be truly as simple as inviting somebody to your home or going to their house for a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, 30 minutes, an hour, just to connect, have that human connection.
Exactly. Going for coffee. So yeah, exactly. And just to get out, there's a coffee shop near me. I can, you know, say, hey, why don't we go to such and such? I'll meet you there. And then, and in fact, I met with one of the people that I did know from AfterSight, because we wanted to talk over some business, and we met there at the coffee shop, and it was during the summer, and we were outside, and we had a grand time.
Oh yeah,
that's all I need. That's all I need, just to, you know, have a cup of coffee with some friends or talk or whatever, or even just picking up the phone.
Oh yeah, yep, for sure. I love so sometimes I'll have it on my heart to text somebody or to send them a message or something like that. But I've gotten into the habit of when I have those promptings or like a friend or a family member comes into my mind, on the iPhone, you can send voice messages or voice memos, not call them and leave them a voicemail, but send them a voice message. And when you record a voice message, it records your voice and your inflection and all that kind of stuff. And you can send that as a text message. And for me, it's a wonderful way to communicate the things that I want to without the worry of being interrupted. And I can get my thoughts out and I can pour into them and they can have that message for as long as they want. And so if they need that encouraging message, they can go in and listen to that whenever they want it. They can delete it. They can do whatever they want with it, but it's a way for them to hear my voice. And strangely enough, even through, as you guys are listening to this, through your speakers, through your headphones, through your computer, your car, wherever you're at, as you're hearing this, my voice is being electronically transformed through a microphone, down the cable, into my processing, up to the internet, down from the internet, through your device, through your earbuds or your headphones or your speakers into your ear. And it's physically moving the follicles in your ear to be able to hear my voice.
Yeah.
That is almost one of the most intimate forms of touch that we don't even realize is happening. And to hear somebody's voice pour into you is something, and my love language is words of affirmation, if you didn't know, clearly. I love pouring into people and I love sending those messages. That's not for everybody. Yeah. But if you have that prompting, or if you have a son or daughter or a mom or dad or aunt, uncle, friend, who, I don't care who it is, who's going through a hard time, send them a voicemail saying, hey, I get it. I understand what you're going through. I just want you to know I love you and I support you. I'm here whenever you need to talk. I'm so proud of the things that you're doing. I'm proud of you for X, Y, and Z. Boy, that'll just set them. It'll send them to the moon. Yeah. They'll be so grateful and so thankful. And because they won't get a chance to interrupt you. Oh, no, I don't need to hear that.
Right.
All that. I just love it.
Well, I haven't tried that. But it, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, one thing I recommend with a little hesitation, because this is can get out of hand. Yeah. But you know, Christmas time is not a bad time for you to think of something simple to give yourself. A gift. Say I wouldn't get it normally, but this is something that's very special to me, and you know, I deserve it. And as long as it's not going to wreck the bank or whatever, but something that you can acknowledge yourself and care about yourself, because sometimes we're very disconnected from ourselves. And it's almost like a twin giving, you know, saying, ah, yeah, I deserve this.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm able to take care of myself.
That's good.
But it doesn't mean that you don't do the other things we talked about of being with other people, but it's just a little bit of a, you know, a little extra for you to say, I know me, I care about me. This is something that I think is, you know, will benefit me. And I'm not willing to let somebody else do it.
Right.
I should do it for myself. That's whatever it takes for you to remember that you're okay as you are.
Yeah, I want to speak really fast, and I know we're running out of time, but there's a subsect of people who are way stressed out by the conversation that we're having. And the idea of going and meeting somebody for coffee, or the idea of going out in public and dealing with all the transportation issues, the people issues, the political issues, the, you know, they have their reasons for wanting that. I want to speak to them real quick and say, and sometimes people who are going through burnout experience this, you need to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are experiencing symptoms of burnout, which we're going to do that show in a couple of weeks, when you experience burnout, you don't want to be around people.
Right.
And that's okay. We're not saying force yourself, but if you are in a good place and you're good emotionally and mentally, sometimes go out and be with some people. But for those of you who are, you know, experiencing burnout,
you've got
to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Here's where I think we really have to understand. I can choose to remain in my condo.
Yeah.
And say, this is where I want to be today. Doesn't mean I'm going to want that tomorrow, but today I can be there.
Yeah.
And but it's different from saying, I don't have any place to go. Nobody wants me. I'm here involuntarily.
Yes.
And that's the dividing line. When we feel I'm choosing freely to give myself a break versus I don't have any choice but to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really great point. And I think when people are experiencing burnout, it's often a thing of, oh, I don't have a choice. I have to do this. And
right. Which is absolutely opposite of what we're supposed to be doing.
Right. Yeah. It's okay to, like yesterday, I was feeling burned out and I didn't want to do anything. And I was sitting outside and Landon was jumping on the trampoline and I was throwing the ball with Logan and he's like, Dad, come jump with me. I was like, no, I don't really want to jump right now. Dad, come on, jump with me. And he wore me down, that little booger.
Yeah.
And he wore me down. And I started jumping on the trampoline. I'm not hurt. I'm not sore. I became energetic. I became excited. And the burnout that I was feeling slowly started to melt away.
Right, right.
And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes engaging in activities that we don't normally engage in can pull us out of those burnout modes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because part of burnout is associated with doing the same thing over and over again. And you have that monotony and that almost delirium of, you know, muscle memory and doing the same thing. But, you know, using pattern interrupters can be a huge benefit. And that's why there's all these holiday parties. That's why there's, you know, things to do. And it's at the end of the year, there's so many activities and people to see and things to do. And I just want to encourage you guys, if you're feeling burned out, please take some time for yourself. Please do it. I am notoriously horrible at taking time for myself. I've been a lot better recently.
Good.
But it's still a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, as a single dad, I still got to provide for my kids. I still have to do the dishes and the laundry that's and the right. cooking and that's the cleaning, right. when, all that.
When but you have I a dog, you got to take the dog out, even if the weather is crappy, you know. It's,
yeah.
You have to do these things. I know. But then when you get out, they say, oh, this isn't bad. Or I'm glad no. about this. Cool. It's delightful. Yeah, it's a little drizzly, yeah. but so, you know, and I've at learned least to, I'm kind of getting out. Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to take my phone out and start videoing sometimes because Logan on ice is really, really funny. I don't know about you, but if you guys have ever seen videos or have experienced slipping on ice, sometimes it can be really funny.
Yep, that's right.
I hate slipping on ice because I get so angry because yeah. I feel like I am in control of my body. Slipping that's on ice right. is me yeah, getting no, out of no, control.
No.
I hate that.
It's a little gremlin that live in the ice that are just waiting for, real. For you.
Oh, my gosh. It's the worst when you're not expecting it.
That's right. Oh. Yep.
All of a sudden, you're in control and then completely out of control. That's a whole other show for another day.
Yep, you got
it. So as we finish, Bill, I have a very important question for you.
Sure.
When you go through the holiday season this year, and we're in the thick of it, we're in the throes of it, what is something that you are remembering to keep yourself excited and whole and mentally available for people around you?
Good question. I think part of what I'm going to be doing to make myself available is to be out there.
Yeah.
To be with people. Where and maybe this year find some new things where instead of the same old things, some new things mm-hmm. that might generate more interest for me. To try yeah. some new things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drive, but I can find some other things.
That's awesome. Are you going to go to any DCPA shows?
No. This year, I canceled my subscription because I wasn't getting as much enjoyment right now. And that may be because I've been doing it so long, so I need to do a shift.
Sure.
I mean, the shows are great, and I recommend them for people. But for me, right where I am right now, this is not where I wanted to put my time. I want to find some other things that will work for me.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back to it. But I did see Hamlet, which was fabulous.
Yes. But,
you know, in terms of taking a break right now to kind of change my routine and assess what it is that I want to do instead of doing the same thing over and over again. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, this has been a really fun conversation the last couple of weeks. And if you guys have questions or comments or concerns, feel free to give us a call, 720-712-8856. And again, if you are struggling with any sort of mental health crises, reach out to a friend or family member or a counselor. If you're having suicidal ideations, reach out 988. That's the suicide hotline. And there are trained professionals to kind of walk you through some of the things that you're struggling with. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you to everybody who gave for Colorado Gives Day. It was such a blessing to have all those donations. And we get to do more stuff. And we get to bring more shows like this to you guys. And so I really appreciate that. For me, I enjoy playing the piano and I enjoy playing music for people and pouring into people. So that's what I'm going to do to make sure I'm available. So,
Bill, call and hire Jonathan for your next party.
There you go. That's all right. That's right. You can absolutely do that. I actually do have an album on Spotify. So if you want, you can go check that out.
Oh, great.
It's an album called Frosted. It's all piano Christmas music. And so, shameless
plug. Congratulations. So. And your book.
Thanks.
You want and to my give, book. Give Jonathan's book for Christmas? Consider that.
Yeah, it's we'll do another show on that, but it's called A Dance with the Breeze. So you're more than welcome to check that out. It has some of my antics and my crazy journey with wisdom and what it means. And so, yeah, lots of stuff going on. It's been good. So close us out, Bill.
Okay. Want to thank you for being here. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. The next couple of shows will be real interesting that we've planned. So keep tuning in and letting us know if there's anything you want us to be talking about in 2025. I'm looking forward to the holidays. I'm looking forward to continuing to be doing these programs. And I wish you all the best.